And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Harvard professors are so terrified of basic standards that they're pledging $2 million of their own salaries to resist the Trump administration's demands for anti-Semitism audits and plagiarism reviews. Over 80 faculty members are donating 10% of their pay to fight requirements that most Americans would consider common sense. One sociology professor even called the accountability measures Stalinist. Apparently, in academia, expecting universities to address anti-Semitism and academic dishonesty is now equivalent to Soviet totalitarianism. Yeah, and speaking of academic overreach, a 13-year-old Missouri boy was suspended for creating art with Dr. Pepper cans in the shape of an AK-47. At home, not on school grounds, but at home. The school district in Mountain View Birch Tree called this cyberbullying after the student posted his soda can creation on Snapchat. Fortunately, the Goldwater Institute is providing legal representation to sue the school for violating the boy's First Amendment rights. Goodness, when we have schools suspending students for Dr. Pepper art at home, while Harvard professors compare anti-Semitism investigations to Stalin, man, we truly entered into an alternate educational universe. Florida's Heartbeat Act has marked its one-year anniversary with remarkable results. Over 12,000 babies have been saved from abortion during its first year of enforcement. Governor Ron DeSantis' leadership helped defeat Amendment 4 last November, which would have enshrined abortion in the state constitution. Recent birth data confirms the law is saving approximately 400 lives every month. Meanwhile, in the state of Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed legislation directing $2 million to pregnancy centers and adoption agencies that support women in choosing life. These grants will help organizations provide material, social, and emotional support to mothers, proving that pro-life states understand the importance of walking alongside women in difficult circumstances. The state of North Dakota has strengthened protections for female students, with their governor, Kelly Armstrong, signing legislation that prohibits multi-stall gender-neutral bathrooms in schools. The law also empowers parents to file complaints for violations and authorizes civil penalties up to $2,500. And the contrast with Hollywood couldn't be clearer, as Disney's Star Wars series Andor features a homosexual kiss scene. Showrunner Troy Gilroy dismissively said, "We treat it like a regular thing." Further confirmation that Disney's retreat from woke programming was a story that was greatly exaggerated. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.